Hey friends, I'm Scott Hanselman, and this is another episode of Azure Friday. I'm here with Kirill Gavriluk, and we're talking about Cosmos DB, very specific one this time. It's going to be triggers in Cosmos for Azure Functions, is that correct?
That's right. It's great to be here, Scott, as always. Yes, today we are very happy because the two my favorite services are getting closer and closer together.
And this is interesting because this is two world-scale services. These are those services like, I want a database, slider bar, I want a function, slider bar. Yep. It's perfect. It's peanut butter and chocolate.
It's a serverless application platform.
Right? Ooh, it is.
It is, right?
That's
you
a good
have
point.
Compute, you have data, they're coming together. So let's take a look. So here I have Azure Portal with Azure Functions Blade. And we're adding this thing over here,
Cosmos
DB trigger.
Okay.
So Azure Functions already had integration with Cosmos DB where Azure Functions could store data in Cosmos DB. We were one of the syncs.
Right.
Right. With Trigger, it gets a lot more exciting because now you can use Cosmos DB as your queryable event store, for example.
Okay.
And now you can, which many folks do, but today you have to create a worker role and you have to provision, know how many you need to provision there, and you need to write a lot of code. Now, all you need to do is just click on this and fill out a bunch of text edit boxes here.
Sure, sure.
So tell you which was the connection to Cosmos DB, was the database, collection name. I have one created.
Okay.
Right here. And what this does, and it's actually running right now, so what this does is that I have a temperature collection. Let me show you. Right, I have a temperatures collection.
Okay.
And I have a simulation running right here that sends in parallel bunch of temperature readings.
Okay, so you're doing a whole bunch of parallel inserts
into Cosmos DB collection
of random pretend temperatures. So it's like you're an IoT device generating temperature.
Yeah, for example.
Right? Okay.
And they have it's a partitioned collection, so it has a partition key of departments for simplicity, department equals city, and the records are pretty straightforward. So there is latitude, longitude, and the temperature.
Okay.
I have an Azure function right here that receives an input. It will get triggered anytime a new document appears in Cosmos DB. And at whatever scale it needs to happen.
Does it get triggered with one document or a list of this batch?
It's a list of documents, list of this batch.
So what's the interval?
Right now we pick it smartly, which basically there is certain interval time and we get and we query and we get the next batch to process.
Okay.
Over time we'll look into giving you more control.
Okay.
What's the batch size?
So in this case, it could be one, it could be five, it could be 100.
Yeah.
Could it be a million or
no? No, it's limited to the. It's actually in some sense governed by the size of the data that Cosmos DB is willing to give you at one time, and it's also governed by the throughput that you provision.
Okay.
Because we don't want to abuse. So it's a simple pagination.
But it's as you said, it's smartly chunked. It's paged.
Smartly chunked.
And it's not going to miss anything. If I send in 10
exactly.
And then the next one is 20, we're not going to miss two or three in the middle. You know what you've notified.
Yes, yes. And if you see any failure, you can also put it in a poison collection, I guess you could call it.
Sure.
So this way you don't lose any data.
And tell me if this is a good question or a bad question. I know that a lot of people want to make their world scale systems very resilient, and they'll do things like this database will do something and then put a message on a queue, and then this worker will pick something off a queue and then do something about it. And that's very decoupled, but there's also a lot of moving parts. Or you can just have Cosmos DB trigger a function. Does that have the same resiliency, or can it be written?
Yes, effectively, Cosmos DB serves the purpose of a queue and a database together. So you no longer you have to have a component that picks something from the database, put it in a queue, there's another component does something with it. Your database is a queue. And gets the same. It basically offers you the same scale characteristics.
Right.
But at the same time, you can query it. So if I can have my hot pass data, and I can query it. In fact. Even I may be able need to do some additional queries inside the same function. I can do this.
What about, like you said, things going bad, or maybe I'm 20 or 30, I get 20, a list of 20 inputs, so here we go, I got six right there. What if I manage to handle five of them but not one? How do I retry that and not miss that?
So right now you put them in another collection.
Okay.
Right now, so this thing knows how to read reliably.
Right.
But what you do inside this code It's kind of your responsibility.
It's up
to you. So the best thing is to handle the errors correctly and put any documents you couldn't read, put them in a poison, I guess you could call it poison collection.
Poison envelopes or whatever, and then run it back through again. That one would then trigger.
Yeah. In fact, you could have another function looking at that poison collection and figure out what to do with
it. So this is another way to do that kind of resilient message passing.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. So what are you processing here? You're looking at these. Are you texting like a whole lot of people right now?
Yeah, so I'm texting myself and just draining my data plan. So if the temperature exceeds 80 degrees, then I'll get a text.
Mm-hmm.
So I have my phone right here. Right.
I wonder if it hasn't texted you yet?
No, because I haven't. I smartly put the code, since I'm simulating, all the temperatures are within below 70.
Okay.
But let's simulate one above 80 degrees. So we're going to, and let's see if... Demagods are with us.
So you're going to make a new document. You're inserting yourself.
Yes. And this, I'm using Azure Data Explorer.
Right.
So I'm working and I'm simulating a new entry. And I'm just going to set, I need to put a different key, ID, so that I'm not conflicting. Let's just, to make sure, remove all the system properties.
Okay. Those will get generated on the insert.
Right. And then let's change the temperature to be 85.
All right.
And let's save it. And let's wait for it. The moment of truth.
Sent from your trial account. Excellent. Yep. And then it's got the right there, the latitude and longitude that we saw put in right there. 0.9. Fantastic. Now, certainly not a replacement for Azure Notification Hubs and things like that, but a very visceral example that a database trigger now got routed to this Azure function. That function can be written in anything, C#.
And it can send it to anywhere.
Node, and it can send it to anywhere. It can do whatever you want to with it.
In fact, it can send to Azure Notification Hubs.
So is it every insert, or how did you decide what characteristic changed in Cosmos that fired that function?
So the way it works underneath the covers is it uses the a component we recently introduced, I'm glad you asked, which is Cosmos DB change feed.
Mm-hmm.
So you could do this yourself. You don't have to rely on Azure Functions if for some reason you want more control. Some folks prefer more control, some prefer less hassle. Change feed is a feature of Cosmos DB where I can continuously read the log of change entities, mm-hmm. either documents or graph. This works with graphs, with Mongo, with any of the API. So I'm continuously reading a list of change documents. It's a continuation token pattern. So I query, I get a batch.
Mm-hmm.
That batch is governed by how much throughput you provisioned on collection and how much is there on that second left. And so we'll give you a bunch of documents. And then in continuation token, with that continuation token, you can go ahead and read again. So for example, you could, if you had a fatal failure, you couldn't process anything,
mm-hmm.
you can restart from the same continuation token. So the Azure function, for example, can return an error. If it throws an error, then you can restart from the previous continuation token. So nothing is lost.
Right.
And you can use it for literally anything. You can migrate. It's the simplest, three lines of code, copy one collection to another, right, using Azure Functions. Or it's an event processing. In fact, our jet.com is one of the customers that uses Cosmos DB for it's a shopping basket events.
Really?
Yeah, and that's what they do. They use change feed and they listen
and
they aggregate.
Honestly, they can do whatever they want to. Like,
exactly.
You know, you could think of examples, but I mean, you've got retail, gaming, content management. That's one idea. Like, trigger a call to some API because something changed. Yep. Information showed up in a shopping cart. Doing real-time stream processing, you know, and supporting tools like Stream Analytics or HD Insight or Spark or whatever big data you want to do. Or, and this one is another interesting example where you've got data going into Cosmos and then you want to go and clone that or archive that into some slower data movement environment.
Yes, yes. I could, and you could do this even with, I could add another function that just archives it into Blob.
Really?
Yeah. And they would just run as many of them.
And people can ask, well, why would you want to do that? Well, but you can. You can do whatever makes you happy. Well,
yeah, and it's cheaper to store it in the Blob, and you can store history.
Yeah. An audit log or any number of things that. Interesting. And then the pricing is obvious because you're already paying for Cosmos DB, and Azure Functions are easily and simply priced as well.
Yep.
So you're probably already using this kind of technology if you use Azure Functions. This is great. There's probably people who don't even know that they have this feature.
Yes, I think the functions was the way to present it to the world.
Yeah.
That they would have changed.
I don't necessarily have to use Azure Functions, right? I can also plug into other aspects of Azure.
Yes, you can just use change feed and directly and do anything you like in it. Azure Functions uses change feed behind the scenes. And it auto scales. We give you how much remaining work remaining, so you can dynamically auto scale your workers. We help you with figuring out the, there is a change feed processor library that helps you with figuring out avoiding conflicts between multiple workers, dynamically partitioning. And
but if I use Azure Functions, it's really just a matter of making the new function and then, like you said, picking from that template and pointing it over to Cosmos DB. 5-10 minutes, I can have my prototype running.
Yep.
And this exists right now?
Yep. It's available right now, and you can go in Azure Functions and create a function and connect it to your Cosmos DB collection, and in a couple lines of code, get notifications going.
And one last thing. I see your input. You've got your read-only list of documents that's coming in there. Where's your output?
Its output is right here, so I'm doing asynchronous send of SMS. So my output is Twilio.
Your output is Twilio. And then if you had an output set in your Azure function, would it be an out parameter, or would it be a return parameter?
If I had to set... So Twilio supports either way. So I'm using this as a message is an out parameter. You cannot have, in async case, you cannot have an out parameters for async functions.
Right.
So I had to do it this way. You could, for Cosmos DB, if I wanted to copy from one collection to another.
The input of one to the output of another. You have two Cosmos collections.
Right, yes. Then it would be just I output list of documents.
So you then fill up a non-read-only list, a list of documents called output, and then they would move its way into the next DB. And just by filling those documents into that output, the inserts are implied.
Yes.
That's a pretty slick model.
I love the copy. I should have actually prepared this. Because the copy just takes 3 lines of code.
Really?
Copy for one collection.
Because it's
to
the input, the copy of the collection, and then you put it out. I like that you don't actually have to use the Cosmos SDK as easy as it is. You just put it into a collection, and then it moves its way through the function, which is a great example of serverless computing.
Yep.
Fantastic. Thanks for sharing that.
My pleasure.
We are learning all about Cosmos DB and its new trigger for Azure Functions here on Azure Friday.